It was a meeting which lasted for almost 5 hours. Fianna Fáil TDs, senators and MEPs gathered at Leinster House to discuss their party's botched presidential election campaign, to go through a report into the debacle which outlined who knew what and when, and to hear the party leader explain himself and answer his critics. So how did he do? Well, our political correspondent Micheál Lehan can tell us. And Micheál, we'll go through the report in a moment, but can you tell us first about the meeting last night, the tone of it, how it played out, and what party members had to say about the presidential election campaign?
Well, Justin, there's a central charge from party members that essentially they were sidelined, that this was handled by the party leadership, who gave the backing early to Jim Gavin in circumstances that has left some of them confused. Things like the fact that there was no polling data done on him specifically, and the fact that there was one meeting, it seems, with the party leader before he gave his imprimatur to Jim Gavin. Some from the floor saying things and making claims that Jim Gavin was kept from the media view at certain points. They say, was that illustrative of a view within the leadership that he had shortcomings for this particular contest? Overall, the tone is one of anger from many. Some describe it as brutal and even nasty at times. And unlike previous meetings when this has been discussed, where there has been mea culpas from Micheál Martin, where he did utter acts of political contrition, I think he was very much on the defensive last night. There are at certain points in the exchanges words like lies are thrown around in what are fairly bitter exchanges with some of his colleagues. He leaves it all at the end of it intact, which of course in any political contest is the most important thing. Power has been maintained and retained, and that is the key thing. At the same time, I think there are some even on that middle ground who maybe said very little last night, who believe he walks on thin ice now.
And what did he have to say for himself last night, Micheál? You said there was no act of contrition, no apology from him.
No, it's defensive. He points to the process. He leans heavily upon the report that shows there is a degree of due diligence done by Fianna Fáil HQ when it comes to Jim Gavin. He signs an agreement with the party that takes him through the steps that he would have to declare anything that could cause difficulties for them on the way. They say that their particular approach to Jim Gavin was different and more cautious as they saw it, because he wasn't coming from a political background. And they even raised specifically things like the fact that he was a landlord, and if there were any issues with a tenant, that they would almost certainly be aired publicly during the campaign. It's those steps and the fact that Micheál Martin too believes that those correspondence and calls that were made to his party raising issues about a tenant, that while they came in, there is the view within the leadership that they lacked the specific detail that would have rung real alarm bells. Of course, that is something that is contested by others, that there was a level of knowledge early doors on this.
And when you say the tone was bitter at times and nasty at times, I mean, how did that manifest itself during the meeting?
Well, I think there are people like Billy Kelleher who talk about the fact that he believes Jim Gavin is kept back, kept out of the public spotlight at certain times. Barry Cowan talks about the fact that there are senior former members of the party who are going around in the summer trying to find a way into this contest, but they don't know where to go. Sean O'Farrell dismisses the fact that it is a lack of formal procedures that ultimately led to this debacle, saying there was custom and practice that found people like Mary McAleese in the past, that it doesn't come down to systematic failures, that old classic, which the report seems to be leaning on at certain points. And it's pointing its way back at Micheál Martin. I think some of the exchanges are even more bitter. They come in the form of what John McGuinness and James O'Connor are talking about, Niall Blaney too, and they're talking about leadership and confidence in Micheál Martin going into the future.
There was, I imagine, very little moments of very few moments of levity in the meeting. But one moment that did gather a laugh was a contribution from Senator Aidan Davitt.
Aidan Davitt brings back which was fatal really when it came to the calculation at Fianna Fáil leadership level about the popularity of the GAA. But there is a GAA reference, and Aidan Davitt talks about the fact that Micheál Martin now must resemble the Mayo footballers in any way, hoping that he'd never seen or met Jim Gavin.
They were there, Micheál, to examine the report that was before them. The report itself, does it attribute any blame for the mistakes which were made during the presidential election campaign?
There's a cohort within the party, Justin, who believes it doesn't attribute blame enough. It does go through the detail of how things unfolded from the very beginning when Jim Gavin's name is put to Jack Chambers by the former Dublin footballer Keith Barr, but that ultimately leads to further meetings then with people like Sean Dorgan, the General Secretary, and then one meeting with Micheál Martin on the 21st of July. When it comes to where things go wrong, well, the alarm bells should have been ringing from the 5th of September. Indeed, between the 5th of September and the 4th of October, Jim Gavin is asked four times about any potential issues with a tenant, but he can't recall until there is a call made by the tenant in the presence of Jim Gavin on October the 4th, the day before he drops out of the race. When it comes to how close is Micheál Martin to all of this, does he know what's going on in detail, specific ways? Well, the report doesn't say that. And I think even the PP last night, after close to 5 hours, doesn't go further to explaining what did he exactly know from September 5th on.
And where does he find himself this morning? He is the son of a boxer. He was on the ropes last night. How does he emerge from the meeting last night?
Well, he's on the ropes again now, but I suppose he can point to the fact that he's been here before. If you go all the way back to his time in the Department of Health and the Travers report, which had him in a real, real bind of questions at the committee that time when it was put to him by the former Labour TD, Liz McManus, that you were saying you had nothing to do with this and you're absolved of all responsibility. And he said at that time, I do, I am. It's something akin to that. But I mean, it's different now because there is 400,000 potentially gone down the drain from Fianna Fáil. There is the fact that Micheál Martin can't go on forever. And there is a cohort of rebels who are emboldened by what happened, who believe he is weakened and damaged. So I suppose ultimately this could shorten Micheál Martin's time at the helm. But today he walks on.
Political correspondent Micheál Ehan, thank you for that. It's 19 minutes past seven.